The Morning Jam with Janet Rose and Mark Lamb.
Somebody reached out to me here a while back, Janet. His name is David, or Robert, rather. And he said, hey, we've got this thing that's been going for quite a while. It's called the Truckers Parade Against Cancer. And it is Saturday, October the 9th. And Robert drove Sheila Jones up here, who, during the break, we found out actually started this event some 20 years ago. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Morning.
So tell us how this thing got started, and you're at number 20 now, so you've done a few of these, and you've, I'm sure, raised a fair amount of money over that time. Tell us about how it came about, where you target, if it's just one cancer or all cancers, and those kinds of things.
All right. We started this event after my mother passed away from breast cancer in 1997. And we became part of a Relay for Life team. And back then, you know, the fundraisers were bake sales and yard mm-hmm. sales, and it just wasn't getting the job done. So me and my husband decided we wanted to come up with an activity that involved the trucking industry, because his family was big in the trucking industry in different ways. So we came up with the Truckers Parade. And the first year, we had to beg and plead, and we ended up with 40 trucks, and that was our first year. And the last year we had the event in 2019, we had 230 some trucks. And each one of these trucks, we don't target a specific cancer. Each one of these trucks in our parade carries a banner in honor or a memory of someone who has gone through cancer. So it's a very emotional day. We have a good, our truckers are great. We wouldn't have the event if it wasn't for them. And we have some great sponsors, XL Truck Group, Woodman Life. We have a lot of great sponsors that help us out to make this event possible. And to date, we have raised over $1,200,000 for the fight against cancer.
That is awesome. Now tell us what Robert Cloutis, the gentleman that you came up here, what's his connection to this?
Robert came on board as a team member. Mm-hmm. We have different team members, and he is part of Woodman Life and their group. They come and cook for us the day of the event.
Oh, wow.
And they furnish American flags that we put on every truck that's in the parade, nice. And it just makes the day that much more enjoyable to see the patronism and the flags mm-hmm. flying on the trucks going down the road.
So these trucks, how outrageous sometimes do they decorate these trucks? I can imagine.
You know, our trucking companies have been great. Some of these trucks will come in, they'll have wreaths on the front. A lot of the trucking companies actually paint and letter their trucks for childhood cancer, lung cancer, different types of cancer. We have some people that'll put balloons on their trucks. It's beyond belief what some of them will go to support us that day.
It's amazing when you think about there's hardly any, I don't know anybody whose life hasn't been touched by cancer.
You're exactly right. I did have one gentleman the first of this week that told me he could not think of a name to go on his truck. I said, you don't know how fortunate you are.
That's the first.
Exactly. That it was about the first time that's ever happened to me as well.
Because you don't have to look far.
You do not. You do not. It touches everybody from young to old.
So how do you witness this marvelous display?
This display of trucks will pull out at Central Middle School in Charlotte Courthouse, Virginia at 3:30 on October the 9th. We have, you can go to the town of Charlotte Courthouse, the town of Drake's Branch, or Main Street in Keysville, and we'll have signs out that, you know, telling you which spots are good to see. And it's an unbelievable day. It, from someone here in Lynchburg, it'll take you about 45 minutes to get to where this event is happening, but it will be something that you will never forget if you come out to witness this.
Wow.
So can you, if you know a trucker that's mm-hmm. in the parade, can you sponsor, is there a way to directly sponsor that driver, for example?
Well, most of the trucking companies that are involved, the trucking companies themselves mm-hmm. Will pay for the participation into the parade.
Okay.
We also have families that don't have trucks within their family, so we find a truck for them. So, you know, it's different ways to get involved, more than one way to get involved. All you have to do is give us a call.
Okay. And we have your truckersparade.com website up here. We'll link that to our Facebook page.
Wonderful.
That way,
is there any way to participate, like virtually? Is anybody filming this for you, or?
Well, we have tried to get together a virtual parade this year. That has not gone over very well.
Okay.
It seems everybody wants to actually be involved. They want to come out and be part of the event, but. You know, we'll work with anybody anyway. We can do a virtual, and we will have it.
I'm sure we can strap a GoPro on somebody.
Well, we will have a photographer on scene and try to do it Facebook Live. We're going to try that this year.
Oh, good.
So you should be able to see it on our Facebook page.
Robert, I want you to lean into the mic and just tell us what it means to you to be part of this event.
I got involved right after my father-in-law got sick, and I guess this was like 12 or 13 when I became involved.
I'd say so.
And we were searching for a way that I could do something that I thought was meaningful.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
So with the ties that I have through Woodman, the patriotic, that is what I thought about being a good aid to what the parade is doing.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, it would be something that the truck drivers would most likely get involved in.
Yeah.
Well, the first year, I was real timid about climbing on a truck and asking them, hey, can I put a flag on your truck?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that year was like 200 trucks, and there's not a one that has ever told me no.
Wow, that's cool.
Most of them want two, but I can't do that. But
I understand.
We put at least one on every truck.
Yeah.
Just for that patriotic atmosphere as they're moving. And between that flag flying and the banner or banners, some of these trucks will have two or three banners on them,
mm-hmm.
With someone that has passed or that is fighting the battle.
Right.
Sheila said it was emotional. There have been times when we were just talking about things that both of us got tears running. And,
sure.
Because my father-in-law and my mother-in-law both passed from cancer.
Right.
Sheila's mother passed, you had a sister, and we've got several team members. I mentioned one a few minutes ago that his last activity with the parade, he could hardly get about, but he had two colostomy bags on, and he was there. He would not miss it.
Hmm.
So it's
people
it's
are one, passionate about
oh,
it.
Oh, it's they just one of those passionate. Things. If you ever attend or walk around and see these banners and you recognize a name, it's a very, very emotional day.
Yeah, sure.
So you talked about, tell us that number again, the money that you've raised.
We have raised over $1,200,000 to date.
Now, when you raise that money, where does that money go? Who does it go? How does it go to help?
Our money, our event is part of the American Cancer Society, but all of the funds that we raise, we ask that all of our funds go toward research.
Okay.
We're about finding a cure.
Okay.
That's, you know, we want to find the cure. We want this to end.
Gotcha.
So all of our money goes toward research.
Yeah.
If somebody wants to find out more about this event, where's the best way for
them
to get
that?
They
can go to our website, truckersparade.com. They can give me a call, 391-4026. We'll be glad to talk to them and ask any questions that they have.
Give us the number, including the area code, a little bit slower.
434-391-4026.
Okay. Lost my little brother to cancer 10 years ago, and I currently have a son who's been battling cancer for over 5 years.
Oh, wow.
He is on an indefinite chemo the rest of his life. He's in his 40s. And it's for those that are still fighting the fight.
Exactly.
And those that we've lost in that battle. But we hope for the day, and I'm glad your money's going towards the research side. Hopefully someday we'll be able to maybe say, you know, that we have found a cure, because there's so many deviations of cancer. It's a big battle. It's fought on many, many fronts, and we're so glad that you guys are making a difference. And with this parade, it sounds like it's going to be a wonderful day, and we're going to hope and pray for good weather.
Absolutely.
Once again, give us the time that it starts and where.
It's going to be on October the 9th. At Charlotte Courthouse, Virginia, and it starts at 3:30 in the afternoon.
Great.
All right, we're going to put some information up on our Facebook page so people can see that. We'll link to your Facebook page as well.
Thank you.
And I know when my boys were small, any opportunity to see a big rig was a big day. Well, that was a good day.
You need to bring them down because they'll be so enthused they won't go to sleep that night after they see all these trucks.
So this is a great opportunity for kids and, all over.
And everybody's like taking their fist and moving it up and down making them blow their horns. That ought to be a lot of fun too.
It's noisy.
Well, thank you so much.
Oh, thank y'all.
We'll be back with more. We're going to address that phone call we had before break a little while ago about Congress not being required to be vaccinated. There's a reason for that, and we'll tell you what it is.
It's the Morning Jam, 7:16 on Wednesday, hump day.
The Morning Jam with Janet Rose and Mark Lamb.